Yeah, thank you, specifically Etienne, Jeroen, for me that it's possible with Philip, my husband, to be here. We are here by accident. Einstein said that that's God incognito, in disguise, so maybe it is. In fact, we came Sunday down here to, up to Holland. I live in France for 34 years now, and since 8 years in the Cévennes. So the place from the Huguenots, where they came from. And we are here, we came here with a trailer and 50 paintings. And so they are now in the north of Holland, in Tolbert, in Groningen, to make a new book in view of a new exhibition, the 15th of April, The Liberation of Leeuwarden. So I will have a big exhibition for 5 months. It's called Ademtocht, Havel. And yeah, it's very special, 8 years of liberation of Leeuwarden. It's the 100th exhibition of the town. And it's also the place where there was a very beautiful Jewish community, and there is only one woman left and one man. So I painted about it specially. So that's the reason why we are here. But Jeroen asked me to talk a little bit about what about Christians and Jews in France. So we live now for 8 years in the Cévennes, and it's what I said, there have been many Huguenots, so it's a Protestant area. There is really a witness of faith, and it has been a place where many Jewish people have found refuge during the Second World War. So it's a place where there is a blessing over these mountains. But there's also many different groups. We ourselves are more in the evangelic part. But there are many different groups, and everyone has his own little kingdom and his own pope. How do you say pope? Yeah. Everyone in his little pyramid. That's France. So we had on our hearts now 2 years ago, 2023, to raise up a standard and to make a declaration in favor of the Jewish people. So again, against anti-Semitism, but also against the theory of replacement, to make to gather as many Christians as possible and to make a gift to the Jewish community. And that's the gift is, if you know the book of Etienne, the Shofar, it's my painting, and I made a bronze relief from that painting. And while I was making, in fact, a remake, because there is already one hanging in Winterswijk where many Jewish people were taken away to Mauthausen, but I had to remake it, and while I was making that bronze, I thought we should give this to the great rabbi to make a statement. So in fact, the idea was born in my heart. That's why you are an artist. You see things that don't exist, and most of the time they are a little bit foolish. But so the idea, we became a little group. Our group is called Elim, and with a pastor and a doctor and some Jews, some Gentile. And so we proposed it to the great rabbi, and he said, yes, that I will come. So we organized it in the beautiful museum of the Huguenots, the Museum des Déserts in the Cévennes. And we thought, that's great, they are Reformed, we are evangelicals, and we also invited the Catholics with us. And so we invited the great rabbi. So when the great rabbi said, I come, then all the rabbis came from Montpellier, from Nîmes, from Avion. And so it was lovely. And the ambassador came. And we had beautiful musicians. And then we had such an opposition, and it came from the museum. So we wanted to make a statement and like raise a banner in favor of Israel. And they said, well, we don't want to do it in favor of Israel. We wanted to do as a commemoration for the Jewish people. So in fact, what they say, we only love dead Jews. We don't want to have nothing to do with the living Jews because they bother us. And at the end, just weeks before, it became such a clash. And because we were on their ground, sitting under their trees, where the Huguenots once sat, So we had to skip all our speakers from our side, and they just took the project, but they made one mistake. They let me in. So they thought, well, it's foolish artist, you know, they don't speak so well, and she can say something about this this bronze. So we had to bronze, and then the great rabbi and all the rabbis took away the curtain, and they unveiled it. And I can only say it was by grace that the Lord gave me a strong word and a strong declaration. We were like 500 people, Christians from all over, and we were allowed to make publicity. If not, I think we could have been 10,000. We had also, and that's very special, we had the Catholics coming, the évêque from Nîmes, Montpellier. He was not welcome. Even from the museum, they said, he can come, but we don't give him a chair. So you see, this is in France there still, so you wonder if they read the Bible about forgiveness, even if the Protestants have a difficulty to forgive the Catholics. You see how much problem they have with accepting the Jewishness of the scripture. But anyway, it was a really beautiful moment, and the Lord broke through, and the ice broke between the rabbis and the people who were there. And I can say from that moment on, there are bridges built. We are invited in the synagogue. The people from the synagogue came to our house. We became friends. And the people from the churches go to the synagogue when there is a meeting. And we have made contact with the Catholics. Because Protestant and Catholics in France, it's what I say, it's just another race. You don't mingle yet. So we mingled with them, and we fall, as we say in Dutch, with our nose in the butter, because we were in front of Jean-Miguel Garrig, and he's a very good friend of Mark Kinzer. This man is a pearl. He's already in his 80s. He is now in Montpellier. He's a Dominican, so he's a preacher. And his latest book is about the impossibility of a replacement theology. It's so beautiful that you read it and you want to cry. So beautiful. So the treasure in France, it's with the Catholics. And we started to read the book and to listen to him. And then we discovered all the statements that the Catholic Church with the Nostra Aetate has given. And we started to read. Of course, we know Lustiger, that he was a Jew, but we never went into the matter. And we realized that the big boat, as you said, it's turned over. But we, the people, you are the intellectuals. I feel that I'm a little bit the people. We didn't realize that. We never heard it. And only the moment when we met this, I don't want to say the upper class, but the thinkers. So what we now have on our hearts, because what we did with the shofar and the bronze and the great rabbi, it was really a giving birth. It was a real hard work. And as I can be jealous that you come here with your papers, when we artists, like Mark and Henny, come somewhere, we need a trailer. We have these paintings and all this stuff. And I can tell you, it's very tiring. And to be an artist in the kingdom is really a challenge, I can tell you. I wish I could retire, but I probably can't never retire, like Mark and Henny. But we need your encouragement, because it's a big work. But what is also so beautiful, if you have, like Mark and Henny, the painting, that you paint things that you see, if we hear you, and you, and we can have the words, and the word becomes image, the people who see the image, they somehow have the word. So, and then you can talk about the painting like an onion. You can take away parts of it, and they realize, wow. So your last questions, how do we get it to the people? I think that art can really be one of the main things. Just the Catholics were so good in it, or still are good in it. So art, and then you make a song about the painting. And then it's be sung about, the children will sing it, or they will make a colliery about your painting, and the image comes in them. So what we now have on our heart is the doors in south of France are really open with the Evêque and the people of the Catholic Church, the Jewish community, so the Jewish people who don't have a revelation about Yeshua, and the Messianic Jews. So it's a real opportunity, and as I feel it personally, you have to hit on the iron when it's hot. The window is open, we should step in, and we would like to organize something, like a seminar, to have these beautiful men just sitting and speaking. If you hear Garrigue speaking, this Catholic priest, it's like you sit at the feet of Jesus. We would like to have him, we would like to invite Mark Kinzer, and to do something in the south in Montpellier, maybe with an exhibition. We have wonderful Jewish, Christian, Messianic musicians, so that the youth can come, and that all these statements, who are very important, the steering wheel is over, but that they can follow to step in, and that we can walk in another chapter. So that's our heart for France. And as I say, there's a lot of opposition, but probably there's always opposition. But so this is all I wanted to say, in fact. Thank you for your prayers.